Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi. India and European Union to finalise free trade agreement by the end of this year, says Ursula von der Leyen. India to eliminate tuberculosis by end of this year, says Union Health Minister. Heavy rain and snowfall disrupts normal life in Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir. Winter vacation for schools extended till 6th March in Jammu and Kashmir. And in cricket, Afghanistan to take on Australia in ICC Men's Champions Trophy at Lahore this afternoon. The delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen is underway in New Delhi. President von der Leyen arrived in Delhi yesterday for a two-day visit to India, accompanied by 22 EU commissioners. This is the first ever visit of the EU College of Commissioners to India and marks the first trip outside Europe for the new College of Commissioners, which took office in December last year. The visit is expected to further strengthen bilateral relations based on growing convergences. The commissioners of the European Commission travelled to Hyderabad House on a bus powered by hydrogen fuel cell technology. The bus has been developed and operated in collaboration with Tata Motors and Indian Oil Corporation Limited. India and Europe are strategic partners since 2004, and their bilateral ties have expanded and deepened across a wide range of areas. The ties are multifaceted and cover a broad spectrum of areas, including trade, investment, climate change, and science and technology. The EU is India's largest trading partner in goods. Bilateral trade has increased by 90% in the past one decade. There are extensive industry collaborations between Indian and European companies in the renewable and hydrogen sector. EU has joined India's flagship International Initiative on Solar Energy, the International Solar Alliance. The visiting European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union are looking at finalising a free trade agreement by the end of this year. Addressing an event in New Delhi, she said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Xi have agreed to push to get it done during this year. Ms. Leyen added that a free trade agreement between the European Union and India will be the largest deal of its kind anywhere in the world. She added that India and the EU have a historic opportunity to bring the India-Middle East-Europe corridor to life. The President added that Europe is ready to take greater responsibility for security and defence.
A free trade agreement between the European Union and India would be the largest deal of its kind anywhere in the world. This partnership comes at the right moment for the two of us. This is why we have agreed with Prime Minister Modi to push to get it done during this year, and you can count on my full commitment to make sure we can deliver.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in the second India-EU Trade and Technology Council meeting, along with Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi today. Executive Vice President for Tech, Sovereignty, Security and Democracy of the European Commission, Henna Virkkunen, Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Maroš Šefčovič, and EU Commissioner for Startups, Research and Innovation, Ekaterina Zaharieva, attended the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu has underscored the critical role of forensic science in shaping a justice-based, developed India. Addressing the third convocation of the National Forensic Science University in Gandhinagar today, the President highlighted the vision of a developed India that blends Indian heritage with modernity, ensuring justice for all.
समाज के सभी वर्गों विशेषकर कमजोर और वंचित वर्गों के लोगों के लिए फोरेंसिक एविडेंस पर आधारित निष्पक्ष और त्वरित न्याय उपलब्ध कराना आपका लक्ष्य होना चाहिए आप सभी को अंत्योदय की भावना के साथ कार्य करना चाहिए ताकि समाज के अंतिम व्यक्ति तक समय से न्याय पहुंच सके तथा आर्थिक सीमाओं के कारण कोई व्यक्ति न्याय से वंचित ना हो
The president stressed upon the expanding importance of forensic science in delivering timely justice, especially in the light of ever-changing nature of crime. President Murmu also expressed happiness at the increasing number of female graduates entering the field of forensic science, outnumbering their male counterparts. Over 1,500 students from various forensic science streams were awarded degrees and diplomas at the convocation. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said all efforts are on to eliminate tuberculosis TB from India by this year. He said, though the world has pledged to end tuberculosis as a public health threat by 2030, the way works are on in this regard is tremendous, and the country can expect to bring an end to tuberculosis by this year.
ट्यूबरक्लोसिस में अभी जो WHO की ग्लोबल रिपोर्ट आई है उसमें हम ट्यूबरक्लोसिस के बर्डन स्टेट से निकल करके इराडिकेटेड स्टेट में हम आकर के खड़े हो रहे हैं और ये जो 100 डेज टीबी मुक्त भारत का जो कैंपेन चल रहा है वी हैव ऑलरेडी डिटेक्टेड 5 लाख टीबी पेशेंट्स और अभी 100 डेज होना बाकी है ट्यूबरक्लोसिस को 2025 के एंड तक रोकने में हम कामयाब हो जाएं हालांकि सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट गोल्स में 2030 तक में हमको करना है एलिमिनेशन वी विल अचीव बाय 2025.
Inaugurating the 9th National Summit on Good Replicable Practices and Innovation in Public Healthcare System in India at Puri in Odisha this morning, Mr. Nadda said lots of reforms have come after the government adopted a new health policy in 2017. The maternal mortality rate and infant mortality rate has reduced at double the global reduction rate, while malaria has been checked to a greater extent. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a meeting to review the law and order situation in the national capital. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood and senior officers from the Delhi government were present at the meeting. Union Home Secretary and IB Chief, along with senior officers from the Ministry of Home Affairs, also attended the meeting. The Punjab government has approved a substantial increase in ex gratia financial assistance for those soldiers who become disabled while on duty during war or operations. As per the new provisions, soldiers with 76% to 100% disability will now receive 40 lakh rupees, up from the previous 20 lakh rupees. Similarly, those with 51 to 75% disability will receive 20 lakh rupees instead of 10 lakh rupees, while soldiers with 25 to 50% disability will now get 10 lakh rupees compared to the earlier 5 lakh rupees. In Madhya Pradesh, the government is initiating the trial process for incinerating toxic waste moved from Bhopal's abandoned Union Carbide facility to a private plant in Pithampur near Indore today. After 56 days of preparation, 5 containers holding hazardous waste from Union Carbide were opened yesterday at the Pithampur site. The trial is set to proceed in multiple phases and it is likely to take 2 to 4 days for each batch to get disposed of. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Heavy rain and snowfall continue to affect most parts of Himachal Pradesh for the third consecutive day today, disrupting daily life. Due to snowfall and landslides, road connectivity has been affected in many places and all educational institutions are closed in 4 districts of the state for today. More from our correspondent.
Due to heavy snowfall and rain, the tribal regions of Himachal Pradesh, including Lahaul Spiti, Kinnaur, Pangi and Bhrmaur, as well as the upper areas of Kullu and Shimla districts, have been cut off from the rest of the world. 3 national highways and hundreds of other roads have been blocked due to snowfall and landslide, and efforts are underway to reopen them. In Kullu district, the road beyond Manali leading to Solang Nala and the Atal Tunnel is closed for vehicular movement due to glacier activity. Meanwhile, a landslide near Jira Nala in Manikaran Valley has blocked the water flow, prompting the district administration to evacuate people living along the Nala in Tosh village to safer locations. Tourists and locals have been advised to avoid areas around the Parvati River. Given the adverse weather conditions, all educational institutions in Kinnaur, Lahaul Spiti, Chamba and Kullu districts have been instructed to remain closed today as a precautionary measure. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In news just in, many workers are feared to be trapped under snow on the national highway in Uttarakhand after an avalanche struck Badrinath Dham following heavy snowfall today. The incident occurred on the national highway connecting Mana to Ghastoli in the state. 10 workers have been rescued so far and rescue operations are ongoing to save the others trapped under the snow. More details are awaited. In Jammu and Kashmir, most areas in the higher reaches of Kashmir region, including Srinagar, received moderate to heavy snowfall since last evening, while the plains received rainfall across Jammu and Kashmir. Due to heavy snowfall, Srinagar-Jammu National Highway remains closed due to snow accumulation between Ramsu and Kazigund road stretches along the highway. The government has also extended the winter vacation in all the schools across the Union Territory due to wet weather conditions. Amid prevailing weather conditions in the Kashmir Valley, schools up to higher secondary level will now reopen on the 7th of March 2025. Meanwhile, India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall or snowfall at isolated places of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Jammu and Kashmir.
Today, we are expecting the main rainfall zone to be over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh. And here, an orange alert has been issued for very heavy rainfall forecast up to 8:30 IST of tomorrow. Over the plains, some heavy rainfall is likely over Punjab, but the main phenomenon will be hailstorms, strong gusty winds, thunderstorms, mainly over North Punjab, North Haryana, North West Uttar Pradesh. Rajasthan, North West Madhya Pradesh, and mainly North UP will get only light thunderstorms.
National Science Day is being celebrated across the country today. The day is observed every year on the 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by the eminent physicist Sir C.V. Raman. Sir Raman was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1930 for this groundbreaking discovery. National Science Day features a variety of theme-based science communication activities held throughout the country. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan spoke about ISRO's key achievements in an exclusive interview with Akashvani News.
This century, in my opinion, is a century of space activities and space program. In fact, we have done the 100th launch from Sriharikota, and also we have enthused younger generation by accomplishing very, very important scientific missions like Chandrayaan 1, which found water molecule on the moon for the first time, and the Mars Orbiter mission, which was accomplished, and it was a successful mission, and India becoming the first country to successfully accomplish that mission.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to everyone on the occasion of National Science Day. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today highlighted that the country has succeeded in proving its capabilities to the world through missions like Chandrayaan 3, the solar mission, and the recent space docking experiment mission SpaceX.
The Prime Minister of India has made an appeal to the common citizenry to celebrate it in much the same fashion as they celebrate any other festival in this country. And he made a special mention of it in his monthly Man Ki Baat broadcast, imploring upon each one of us to at least feel like a scientist, if not a scientist, at least a student of scientists or a learner of a scientist.
On to sports. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan will play against Australia in a Group B match this afternoon. The match will be held at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore from 2:30 p.m. IST. Australia stands second in the points table with 3 points, while Afghanistan stands third with 2 points. Australia will advance to the semi-finals if they win or if the game is washed out. Afghanistan, however, needs a win to qualify. In tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his companion Miguel Ángel Reyes Varela of Mexico have stormed into the men's doubles semi-final of the Mexican Open in Acapulco, Mexico. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi. India and European Union to finalise free trade agreement by the end of this year, says Ursula von der Leyen. India to eliminate tuberculosis by end of this year, says Union Health Minister. Heavy rain and snowfall disrupts normal life in Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir. Winter vacation for schools extended till 6th March in Jammu and Kashmir. And in cricket, Afghanistan to take on Australia in ICC Men's Champions Trophy at Lahore this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.